We're so glad you're back for another episode of the Anna and Susanna Show. We have a big favor to ask. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast through iTunes so you get a notification every time we post a new episode. Also, if you like hanging out with us as much as we like hanging out with you, please rate and review our podcast. This helps us tremendously and gives us the momentum we need to keep the show going for you. Now that we have that out of the way, buckle up, ladies. The show is coming up next.
Hey, baby, I know you've had a hard day. Packing lunches, folding laundry, getting the oil changed in the caravan. Or maybe you've spent 8 hours in the cubicle with that jerk boss looking over your shoulders. Settle down, pour a glass of red, kick your shoes off and forget about your cares, baby. It's time for the Anna and Susanna Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Anna Lynn Thomas, the founder of Ha-Ha's for Hoo-Ha's.
And this is Susanna B. Lewis of Whoa Susanna. Welcome to the Anna and Susanna Show. I messed up my own name, Anna.
Typical.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've ever been on Facebook Live. So right now we are a little bit live as we start to talk about how things are going. This is the first time I've ever really seen Susanna. I have to tell you guys, I think I've said this before. The very first time Susanna co-hosted for me and she got on Skype, she didn't know that you don't have to look at each other. And when she answered, she was in a bed with pillows all around her.
You're just jealous.
With a huge robe up to her chin, laying in bed. I was like, are you relaxed? She's like, wait, you can see me?
It was terry cloth.
Terry cloth. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was actually hysterical. And now she knows that you don't have to actually
I knew that, but I just clicked the wrong icon. Okay. I clicked the video instead of the phone.
Yeah.
And I know it was a harrowing experience for you to just be blindsided with that and, you know, me in my terry cloth robe, but
it was absolutely magical, if I can be honest with you. It was everything I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Some big things happened. Turns out, listen, I don't know how good of podcasters we can be because we never watched the Grammys. Did you guys watch the Grammys? Go ahead and leave some messages for us and let us know if you watched the Grammys because we forgot. We were on the phone chatting during the Grammys. Did you even know they were on?
No, I didn't. I didn't know they were on. I saw some things on Facebook about Beyonce and I was like, well, what did she do? But I didn't realize it was Grammy night. I'm too old. I don't watch shows anymore. I'm too old.
Adele swept pretty much. Beyonce, I think, had the most nominations and then Adele was like, yoink, and took it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me, it's that one song. I don't think it was that Hello where she has the flip phone, you know, and everyone's like, why does she have a flip phone? That's so, you know. Early 2000s. She's like, flips it open. She's like, hello? Is that you? And he's like, yeah, you can see my number on the caller ID. Yeah, it's not complicated. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that swept. And then I didn't see anything about that Love Letter song. You know, the song that I was singing and I had the lyrics completely wrong. I was like,
send my love to you in a love letter.
Send your love to me in a love letter.
Yeah,
wait.
No sense.
Paige is wondering if we caught The Walking Dead last night. I haven't watched it. I'm waiting to watch it. When are you going to watch it, Susanna?
Yeah, we were on the phone last night, so I didn't catch it either. I'll probably watch it tonight. I got a busy night, though, tonight. I don't know when I'll watch it.
Let me tell you something. In a season where they just take, like, three-month breaks, it's hard to get me back. I'm like, I forgot. Oh, you're still on? Wait, is Maggie sick still? I don't even know what's happening on that show.
Especially this season, because let's face it, this season is dragging a little bit. I talked to a guy that my husband works with who is a hardcore Walking Dead fan, and he's toured all over Georgia, you know, where they shoot the show and everything, and he knows all about it, and been on the tour and everything. And he was like, the season's not doing it for me.
Yeah.
It's not doing it for me. I'm losing interest. I don't want to lose interest. It's like, you know, when you got to break up with someone and it's not you, it's me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it, but it's time to let it go. And I hate that because I love The Walking Dead. And I don't know. This season's not doing it for me. It's just, I'm tired of this whole Lucille business and Negan. Just pop a cap in him and let's move on.
Honestly, the whole Negan thing, it's what's killing everybody. It's too long. It's too much. That witty, like, oh,
You are about to get yo. Yeah. Whatever that is, he does.
You got some balls on you, son. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, like, we can only take so much of it before we're like, somebody just kill Negan. It's not that hard.
Somebody, let's just get rid of him.
And then that one girl who was in a sexual relationship with Abe, I don't know if they were a couple. She's trying to get a gun, and then I think she accidentally shot him and then missed, and then he killed that one guy who deserved to be killed. Sorry if I'm doing some spoilers.
Spencer.
Yeah, we're doing spoilers. Sorry. So, even though it was like
3 months
ago. You
just read it on your crew, boy. I was like, come on.
You just made me do that. Oh, Lucille is mad.
Doesn't he look like one of the Thunderbirds, the T-Birds from Greece?
Yes.
With that jacket? Come on. You're not Danny Zuko. Put the jacket up. And
he is a good-looking guy. I'll give him that.
He is a good-looking guy. He's got beautiful teeth. I'll give him that.
Yeah, and the apocalypse. Listen, we're already on to you, so no, you don't. There's no Colgate for you guys. No one's going to the Walmart to do a run. It's filled with Walmart zombies.
No fluoride. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. Your water's dirty, so let's just be real. Your teeth are bad.
No white strips out there. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
No white strips. Wait, was there something you were going to share with us? Oh, you got a tattoo yesterday.
I did get a tattoo yesterday. I surely did.
Is it your first tattoo?
It's my very first tattoo, yeah. And I've been wanting to get it for a while. It's not even sore or scabby or anything today.
Oh, great.
And it's the signature off the last card my mother wrote me, and I received it in the mail the day after she passed away, which I thought was just really a God thing, you know, to be reminded, you know, I still love you, Mama, even though she was gone. That was great. Mm-hmm. So I got that. That's the last thing she ever wrote me. And I got it tattooed on my forearm. And it was funny. The guy who did it is a friend of my brother's, and he doesn't live here, but he comes down here to Tennessee every so often and tattoos, you know, his friends, his crew of people. And he's covered in them head to toe. His eyebrows are tattooed on. His whole head is covered in tattoos. And so he actually came to my neighbor's house. My neighbor is a good friend of my brother's, and he was getting his sleeve finished. And so he was at my neighbor's house. So my brother and me and my kids and Jason went over because they wanted to see me get tattooed. And you should have seen Bennett. You know, he's 6, and he walked in, and this guy's covered head to toe in tattoos. No eyebrows. You know, his whole face is covered, and he's got on, you know, this Deadpool T-shirt and stuff.
Yeah.
And my little boy, he said, he leaned over to his friend. Our other neighbor came with him. He said, look at that guy. He looks crazy. And the guy was really cool and really sweet. And he was like, you know, if you come out to L.A., I promise you I look pretty normal. But it was just so funny because, you know, they don't see that kind of thing here in the suburbs in the South. And he was just, but he wasn't, you know, he just thought it was fascinating. This person covered in tattoos. So they got to see that. And after they did it and I saw my mama's name, I cried a lot of bit. Mm-hmm. And then my little boy Bennett came up and he said, I'm so glad you got Mammy's name on your arm. I said, I know. Yeah. So it was a real sweet, sweet moment. It was the sweetest moment I've ever spent with a tattooed guy in a Deadpool T-shirt.
Yeah,
so.
I bet. What made you want to get it?
When I got that in the mail, soon after she passed away, I knew I wanted to do so. I've wanted to get a tattoo in memory of my dad for a long time, mm-hmm. and just didn't do it. So when my mother passed away, I knew for sure that I just knew that was something I wanted to do. And then when I got that card, I knew that's what I wanted it to be. And my brother got a tattoo in memory of her a few months ago, and I really liked it. And, my sister's been thinking of getting one for Mama as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I did it. And it was just, I'd forgotten about it. And this morning I woke up and saw it, and it was just a real peaceful feeling about it. So
good. Good. Glad to get it. So that's right. You got that card after your mom had passed in the mail.
I did. Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell a little personal side of that. You know, my mother and I had an argument when she died, mm-hmm. and she had actually sent that card on the day we had the argument, because it was the day before our anniversary. Mm. So even though she was mad at me, she still took the time to send me a card and sign it, "Love, Mama." Yeah. And so, you know, when she died, I wrestled with a lot of guilt about the last things I said to her. And so to go out to the mailbox and see that was just kind of like her saying, you know, even though we were at it, I always loved you and I still do. So yeah. That's what I think of when I see that, even though we had that fight. It was such a petty, stupid fight that Mama still loved me. And of course she did and still does.
That has to be such a surreal, almost spiritual moment to get a letter a couple days after like that.
It was a very spiritual moment. Yeah. And I just thank God for that. I think he had a big hand in that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. All right. So you're all tatted up. They say that, that it's addictive. So I predict a sleeve is coming.
We talked about it yesterday. Yeah. I'm going to get Thug Life in Gaelic on my forehead, maybe. I talked to the guy about it yesterday. I was like, is this addictive? I mean, this is an addicting thing. He's like, yeah, you'll be back. I was like, okay, let me start planning out some things. I don't know.
I have a cross on my neck that I wanted in a certain way, and the guy talked me out of it because it was really masculine, and he suggested that I do a more feminine one, and I regret that. I'm going to probably get it covered up with a more masculine, just a cross, not a, it's a little too decorative. And I was like, oh, this is almost Catholic-y, which nothing is wrong with Catholic-y. That was just not the look I was going for.
Yeah.
And then I have on my wrist, all things are possible. And I got it with my Bible study. We were all like, do you guys just want to go get a tattoo that just reminds us of, the God's with us and his provision and all of that. And, you know, I really like it. I kind of want to do a little bit more, but I also want to be careful because then sometimes I don't like it. Tattoos are those things where you're just like, oh, well, you know, you like it some days and then some days. But that's one that you're never going to regret. The thing is that's beautiful. It will remind you of your mom. It's perfect. It's in her handwriting, which is so special.
Yeah.
So, but you know, coming up next is probably going to be, Pepper and,
Newt.
So you're probably going to get those on like your inner bicep right here.
I am. I told him that last night. I asked him, I said, can you do a mousey poo?
Exactly. So you're going to be your bicep. Muscle sleeve soon.
What bicep? You mean this wing that, flap?
The bat wing? Yeah. You're going to have it on the bat wing.
Why don't I just get a bat on my bat wing? That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Just like lift them up when you're out.
Walking into a room like this, just flapping.
Yes, exactly. Oh, have you noticed that in your 30s, mid-30s, that, listen, we're still young, but things are starting to wrinkle up on us, aren't they? And flap a little bit.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So I was putting makeup on my eyelids, and I remember because they're hooded. You guys, if you
they
recall.
They are hooded. I've been looking at you this whole time trying to figure out if they're hooded.
You're agreeing that they're hooded? I did my makeup. I've been changing the way I do my makeup because they're hooded. Listen, hooded's not a... Don't be ashamed of hooded eyes. I'm just saying, don't do your makeup bad like I did for years and years and years without realizing you had a hooded problem. So I'm noticing... I've got some serious laugh lines. I've got... The wings are happening. I'm a little looser. And listen, it's just... I'm just going to embrace it. Because, you know, we're in a new we're in a new chapter. And my mom said she never felt more beautiful than in her 40s. So I'm kind of looking forward to my 40s. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think was your best decade? Well, there's only been two probably in your adulthood. So would you go back to the 20s or are you happy in the 30s?
I look pretty good in my 20s. I've got these lines under my eyes now, which are just setting up for bags. I'm going to have some work done on those eventually.
Yeah. Surgery's in the cards.
Yeah. Surgery is in the cards for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Well, Susanna is, she's going to get tatted here really soon. So she's going to have some sleeves coming up now that she's an addict. It's just.
Sure.
Yeah.
And... Nipple piercings.
Oh God.
With a chain attaching to them and then to my nose. And then to my ear. What do you think? For Christmas? What?
A nipple piercing is just one of those things where it's like, why? Why is that? Why? Why? I don't. I remember I went. So in Nebraska, you can't. You have to be 18 to get a tattoo. And are you texting while we're talking? Now that I can see you.
Sorry.
You text while we podcast.
No, I have an HOA meeting tonight. I have to see what's going. Go ahead.
You're checking out your HOA minutes.
You have my full attention.
I was about to tell. Okay. So we had to go to a different town that I have to say is a little rough. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's a little ding, 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 ding for her because she was only 16 and she wanted to get a piercing, belly button piercing. So mm-hmm. we went to this little podunky town so that she could get it done. And the woman who did it was, she had a mullet. It was mm-hmm. fierce. Another woman came in and she goes, baby, I got that jug of milk for her. She's like, thank you, baby. So, you know, that was kind of like, there was just a jug of milk there. I don't know if she was thirsty. I don't know. And then she goes, listen.
Was it lukewarm?
I don't know, but I was like, milk? No. What? Focus on the piercing.
Yeah.
So then she gets the, so she's starting to put that like stuff on to clean it. And she goes, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm not piercing your vagina.
Oh my gosh.
And my friend looks at me with like her eyes are just huge. She's like, what? I don't want you to. That's fine. She's like, I'm just telling you, a lot of women want it. They think they're going to get a lot of feeling. Well, guess what? You might lose your feeling. And who wants to live a whole life without feeling? I'm not going to do it. We're like, listen, you don't.
We're not twisting your arm.
Lukewarm milk lady, we're not asking you to. We're just trying to get. We're just trying. Are these needles clean? Okay. So let's just wrap this belly button thing up and get the heck out of here. So.
She probably pierced her own and had a bad experience. That's what it was.
Yeah, she has no feeling anymore.
Like a safety pin and a coat hanger or something in a bathroom. It went wrong.
It's probably what the lukewarm milk is for some reason. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
But it's just wrong, right?
You mean internally or externally? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, stop.
Well, we're going to get into today's podcast, sharing our hilarious Valentine stories that is going to be up on Wednesday. Make sure you download. If you're behind, just catch on up, ladies. All right. The morning drive is the perfect place to listen mm-hmm. to us. Some chores, a walk, some exercise. Okay, so coming up this Wednesday, we're going to share some hilarious Valentine stories. Susanna's got some doozies. So goodbye to everyone who watched us live. We will see you next week. So let's get into some Valentine's Day because it's coming up. And I remember when I was younger, Valentine's Day was when I wanted a boy to take me out on a date. I wanted a beautiful dinner and I wanted an expensive gift and I wanted the whole nine yards. And I remember I broke up with a boyfriend right before Valentine's Day and I was like, damn, I should have waited for the dinner and the gift.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I was, am I saying my priorities were in the right place? Mm-hmm. No. Okay. I wanted a gift there. I'm admitting it to you now. I'm a terrible person. I wanted a nice gift. I wanted to feel loved and beautiful. Okay.
Okay. It's horrible. Yeah.
I know. So I was upset about the gift. And then my husband and I have had some beautiful Valentine's Day. And I don't know if we've had a good one in years. Do you and your husband celebrate?
Not really. We go out to dinner maybe the following weekend, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. No romance. So there's no special nightgowns. There's no.
I do need to make a note right now to get him a card while I'm out today. Thank
there you. Go. Okay. All right. Good. So I think, do kids do that? Do they just make it seem mm-hmm. trivial? Like, we got to get a sitter and, you know, we got to do this and we got to do that. And who cares? Is it children or is it just once you're married for so long,
mm-hmm.
it just seems too commercial? What do you think it is?
I think it's just too commercial, don't you? It's the same thing year after year after year. And look, when you're really in a good marriage, you show your love every day in small ways.
Exactly.
I would much rather him help me fold some laundry than give me a big box of chocolate that's going to keep me out of my skinny pants. You know?
I know, exactly.
It's practical.
My husband's a romantic. And His birthday is a week after Valentine's Day. And so it's always been a little bit awkward. It's like having your birthday after Christmas or something, because it's like you just want to blend it, you know, because it's like, well, let's just go out to dinner and it'll be both. And he always really wants to separate it out. But you've got to do the babysitter. You've got to do this. And then the gifts. And then do I really need gifts? And do I really need a box of chocolates? And so then I'm usually the one who's a bit of a party pooper. And he's always trying to be Mr. Romance. So I'm going to try to give him some love and just be real sweet and special to him. And but I don't know if we need to go eat. Plus, can I just say this? I don't think I have, there's something up with me, because when I go out to eat, I eat some good food. And when it's over, I'm bloated. I'm not ready for a night of love. I'm ready for maybe a dessert and some Netflix.
Right. Right. Because you can't feel frisky with a loaded baked potato.
You cannot feel frisky with the loaded baked potato. Thank you.
A quotable quote. Tell you.
We need to make that into a meme for Valentine's Day.
There's your first t-shirt right there. Here's your t-shirt.
You can't feel frisky on a loaded baked potato. And that is what happens on Valentine's. And I think that there are women out there who pace themselves, eat like little birds, push their little salad around on a fork. I don't know what's wrong with me, but that ain't me. I don't go out to eat very often. So when I go, I want it to taste good.
Appetizers, entree, dessert.
Yes.
And stop by Blockbuster on the way home.
Exactly. Bloated. That's happiness. That's happiness. It is. My husband, I mean, he could eat probably five baked potatoes and he'd still go around. He's like, you know what? Listen, I'm a man. I can make this happen. I'm like, okay, well.
Sure. Carb loading.
I got to go to the bathroom first. You know, that's a real romance breaker. So when you're like, okay, I've got to go to the bathroom first. And then you're in there for 15 minutes. It's like, oh, well, this is going to be great.
It's asleep when you come out.
What happened in there? Don't even want to know.
Did you use the moist, flushable wipes? See, that just turns it off.
Or you're out of toilet paper. Hey, you didn't refill the toilet paper. Go get me some. Yeah.
What about this one? The toilet's clogged. That'll ruin it.
I know.
See, I agree with you. I'd rather eat and watch some TV and go to bed and know I'm loved the other 364 days of the year.
Let me tell you something. A flooded toilet or a toilet that's rising invokes the same kind of fear in me that of being robbed, I think. I've never been robbed, but I feel it is that same fight or flight.
Hey, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
But your husband should say that. Like, once y'all are done, he should be like, you've been robbed.
After I'm done pooping? Wait, what do you mean?
No, after you're done with your intimacy.
He should say, you've been robbed?
Yes.
Oh, because his name is Rob.
Yes.
God, I hope not. That'll be...
like throat...
Oh, I would just have to, I would just take a shower like Ace Ventura afterwards when he.
Has he never used that, been robbed about anything he does? Oh my gosh. No. And if my name was Rob, I'd be like, you've been robbed about everything.
If my husband makes love to me and then goes, you've been robbed, we're going to have some issues. That is couples counseling. Time.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Love it. I'm gonna have Jason change his name to Rob for like a few days just so we can see what scenarios we can use for that.
Yeah. I think the most, thank God, I think we've high fived afterwards.
You got robbed. High five.
We've high fived afterwards. Like, good job. Good job. Great. All right. Yeah. That was a good one. Okay. Yeah. Good. We've high-fived, but no, you've been robbed.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It just came into my head. Go as you were. Okay.
So now you were telling me that you've got some funny Valentine's Day stories, and yep. I want to hear them, but we're going to have to go through a quick commercial break first. We'll be right back. Okay, so Susanna's got some hilarious Valentine's Day story for me. Susanna?
Yeah, sure.
I've got two,
I guess. When I was in high school, when I was dating this guy, Valentine's Day was on a Friday.
Yes.
And we were supposed to go out to eat. And he happened to get sick, quote unquote sick. He was sick on Valentine's Day, and I wasn't buying it for a second, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't see him, and I stayed home. So then Saturday, he showed up with all these Valentine's gifts, and I was like, well, I guess, you know, we're still okay. He didn't just dump me last time. He must have really been sick. But here's the kicker. Everything had 50% off tags on it. He waited till the day after Valentine's to buy me some candy and stuff because it was half off.
Oh, my Lanta.
Cheap bastard. Yeah. But anyway. Go ahead.
I've received like giant Valentine's Day bears where I love the sentiment, but where are you going to put it?
Goodwill pile.
Exactly. I mean, I don't decorate with giant bears that you got at Walgreens. No offense.
I don't have a pet net.
Nope. I don't have a pet net. Oh, God, you're bringing back. You're bringing back some memories now.
Do you remember that commercial for that huge teddy bear? Do you remember that?
Oh, it was ridiculous.
It was so cheesy. The commercial, though, in itself was hilarious. Do you remember it? Oh, my gosh. I cried laughing at it because they were serious.
They were dead serious. I remember looking at Rob and I was like, I'm telling you right now, there is not a woman on the planet that wants a teddy bear that will take up half of the size of her bedroom. I'm telling you that right now. She does not want that.
No, that's a good way to get left.
To get left.
I hope you and your bear have a nice life. See ya.
No. See, this is where men have good intentions and they just think the bigger the better. They're like, the bigger the better. She's going to love this. No. Where's she going to put it? And what if she's just in it? What if she's in a smaller apartment or a smaller home? She's like, so a bear's taking up half of my living room. Is that what you're saying?
Have to dust it and stuff. It's so big, you have to dust it. You know that bear collects dust. It's so big.
Then they had give your wife a gift of this Snuggie that was like booties with a hood, and there'd be this like beautiful woman just smiling and giggling on her bed, putting her hood up. No. Do not buy me a onesie. Don't do it.
No.
And I don't like lingerie either. That's not a gift. That's a gift for the wrong person. Do lingerie another time or ask her, do you want some lingerie? Or can you wear lingerie for me on this day because I would like it? She's doing it for you. You ain't doing it for her. Lingerie, pass.
Mm-mm. So it's the Vermont teddy bear.
Yes.
And you can enter in the code preferred for a discount, but it's F-U-R, fur, preferred.
Oh. Clever.
But listen to this. This is what gets me, Anna. Okay. The 6-foot giant hunk of love bear, $199.99.
My God.
A 6-foot tall teddy bear for $200. And you can get an optional t-shirt that says, I love, insert name here, for $49.99.
6 foot? Good God. That's your house. A bear is in your house. A woman doesn't want that. So you just wasted $200. Buy her jewelry or something that she likes. If she's not into jewelry, get her fancy stuff she likes.
She's sitting on the bear's lap like it looks like a child sitting in Santa's lap.
Oh my God.
No. And she looks happy as heck about it.
And you know there are men that think that that's what their woman's going to do. They're like, oh, she's going to sit in his lap. She's going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
No. She's going to be like, where the hell am I going to put it? This is a nightmare. And what's going to happen to this shirt? She's going to wear it while she's deep cleaning the house.
Anna, they have a zombie love bear. It's a gray bear with black eyes with shredded overalls on. And blood on its fur. And is, oh my Lord, it's got a heart in its left paw. Oh like God. A beating heart. And it says, I give you my heart. Zombie bear, $89.99.
That's for the guy that's like, okay, you know what? There are there are some women out there who would really like that zombie bear. It ain't me. They'd be like, oh my God, I love this. We always watch Watching Dead together. That's the woman who's into the comic books, who's mm-hmm. into, mm-hmm. you know, kind of freaky, weird stuff. She's going to mm-hmm. like that one.
And let me mention this last one. The 15-inch Fifty Shades of Grey bear in a suit with a whip and a mask.
Oh my God, it has a whip. It has a whip.
And a mask. Oh, and handcuffs.
Just in time for 50 Shades Darker to come out.
I can't deal with this.
People are so right. They're like, if he wasn't rich, this would be a horror story about rape and kidnapping.
You know how I feel about it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's a damn torture story is what it is. You're right.
Susanna wrote for Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's a couple years ago, 50 Things I'd Rather Do Than Watch 50 Shades of Grey. And it took off. It did so incredibly well. It is still hilarious. I should probably repost it for this new one. Unless you want to make another list of 50.
I could come up with 250, I think.
Come
I don't
up
know.
With another 50. We could run that puppy again in anniversary for that coming out. Mm. And yeah, I think she's right. I mean, if this was like a guy who lived in a trailer, she'd be like, oh my God. But you know, it'd a billionaire, you're like, huh.
Uh-huh. It'd be a Lifetime movie.
It would be a Lifetime movie.
And he'd be arrested in the end. Yeah. I had a girl come up to me one time and she said, so I hear you write books. Do you write anything like the 50 Shades of Grey series? And she was dead serious. Dead serious. I said, no, I don't write that kind of stuff. And she was so disappointed. She's like, oh, I'm looking for another good story like that with erotica. I was like, well, you're going to have to look somewhere else because I don't write that kind of stuff. Sorry.
Women, there are women, and there some of them might be listening, who love mm-hmm. erotica. Or they love the Fabio on the cover.
Yeah.
Lost at Sea. I remember, and I don't want to put this woman on blast, but when the fart story went viral, a publisher contacted me, and she said she asked if I had a manuscript because she'd like to look at it. And so I Googled her, and she wrote erotica. Mm-hmm. Titles included Backdoor Betty.
Oh. Ow.
Which, and they were all like military, so it was like she's in the military, and I was like, Backdoor Betty, and you want my manuscript? It's not going to happen. This is a very, very bad first impression. The photo cover had a high heel, and in the back was an American flag and then a ship because I think she was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. So,
don't ask, don't tell.
I was like, don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask and run.
My grandmother read those Harlequin novels.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know what they were. I just thought they were love stories. And then I remember after she passed away, she had these stacks of them.
Yeah.
And I read, like, flipped to the middle to see what it was. And I was like, Granny, no.
And you know what? They say they use horrible words. They don't. They're like, he touched my mound. They use the most disgusting words. I remember my friend's mom was into them, and I started flipping through it, and I was like, I don't know, 17, and it was like, he touched my mound, and then they in like hard member stuff like that.
Oh, moist.
Oh no. Oh, they do too. I bet they do. Nope. Harlequin, you better step back.
Could you write that, Anna, and keep a straight face?
Never. And then I could never let anyone I know read it. Like, oh. Could you imagine if I wrote that and I was like, he touched my mound and oh. I was moist. And then I'm like, Susanna, will you read this? I want you, tell me what you think. I could never look you in the eyes again, and vice versa, I'm sure.
I had a hard time. You know, there was a part in 10 Years Taken where they make love, and I had a really hard time even insinuating that they were going to do that. But I had to.
You did.
And I wrote it, and then I erased it, and then I blushed, and then I wrote it and I erased it. And still, when like older people I know, my aunt and people, you know, talk about the book, I'm like, they read that one part, and it was nothing dirty about it at all.
Nothing was about it. You did it, but so perfectly that family can read it and it's fine.
Yeah, but it still made me cringe a little bit that, you know, they know I even know what that is, even though I have two children, you know?
I know. Like, you just, you just don't want them to know that you know about
mounds,
ecstasy, and mounds, and hard members. You just don't want your aunt to know. Like, I have two kids. You don't need to know how I have them. I know you have children. I don't need to know how you had them. And I know, listen, we're all adults. We can all grow up. But I'm with you on that. Like, I can't. There have been posts I've made that include sex that I let my mom read. And of course, she laughs and laughs. I mean, she handles it like a total pro. But did you ever talk to your mom about your sex life ever? Not like details, but like if there was a problem or if you needed advice or anything.
No, not really. I remember we had a conversation about something. I can't remember. And she was more embarrassed than I was. She said, I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about this. So I was like, Mama, you know, I had been married quite some time, but no, I think it's just, I don't know. It's odd. It's just odd.
Right after Lucy and I was breastfeeding, I was concerned about my libido. And so we talked about it. But then it started to go into, she goes, well, you know, with me and your dad, I was like, you know what? That's enough. Mm-mm. With me and your dad, I don't think I had that. I think that I had a lot of, I think I was really passionate. Okay, Mom. Well, good for you. I'm glad you were horny after having kids. My life is ruined. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah.
So you pay a price. You pay a price.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it. Yeah.
Okay. So you have another Valentine's Day story.
I do have another Valentine's story. And let's see, what grade was I in here? I'm trying to think. It was 10th grade. Mm-hmm. I was a sophomore and didn't have a boyfriend. And most of my friends did. And I was feeling really bad. And I thought about sending myself flowers. Really, because they would line them. I didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, they would line them up on the cafeteria tables. And then at the end of school, you would go and look by out in alphabetical order and see if you had something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I remember that my best friend and I were walking back from gym or something, and they were sitting out. The florist was sitting out, you know, all the stuff that had come in throughout the day. And there was this huge Cupid Mylar balloon. And it was about as big as these teddy bears, like 3-4 feet tall, you know, and it had on the pin, the diaper, the little Cupid diaper. Mm-hmm. And it was this huge balloon and it was attached to like a mug of candy or something. And my friend and I were making fun of it. So I was like, who in the world that big cheesy balloon? It's so stupid.
Oh, so stupid.
Like, we were tripping out on it. And it was kind of like, I think the butt crack of the Cupid was showing, like, you know, his diaper was like hanging off. I was like, that is so bad. I got to wait around. So I went down to the cafeteria after school. Knew I wasn't going to get anything because I didn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And all my friends were walking off with their bouquets and all their stuff. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Whatever. Forget y'all. And I was upset about it. So I was like waiting and nobody claimed the Cupid. And I was like, oh, gosh, I've got to go over and see. And it was just sitting there. It was to the point I was waiting after school and it was just on the table alone by itself. You know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
So I go over to it. And of course, whose name is on it? It's my name.
Oh my God.
And I said, oh my gosh, what weirdo has sent me this? And I take it out. Love, Granny.
Oh my God.
My grandmother sent the same one who read the Harlequin novel sent me a 4-foot tall cube. I was like, I'm not taking it home. I am not I left it, Anna. I left it on the table because I did not want to be seen walking out to get my ride to go home with this balloon. So I left it. And I should have just ripped my name off of the tag.
Yes,
but I didn't think about it. I just ran with my arms flailing. So I get home. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hopefully they're just going to throw it away. Nobody else saw it. I get home and about 20 minutes later, ding dong. And it's the florist delivering it to my home.
Oh my gosh.
And left it there. And my mom got home and she was like, who sent you that? What? I said, Mama, it was Granny. Oh, Granny sent me that. And I'm 15 years old. You know, it's different when you're a kid.
Yes, 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 yes.
And your parents send you stuff. But when you're 15, and I regret it now, but I was ugly to my granny. Not ugly to her, but she knew that I didn't really love it.
Yeah.
And I was like, Granny, Granny, I'm a little too old. Well, I just thought it was precious. I thought you would just love it. It was, I said, no. I think I deflated it that day and threw it in the garbage and then ate the candy. But it was so odd because I had been making so much fun of it. What are the odds that out of 300 arrangements on the table that day, that was mine?
I know. That is hysterical. And it just sat there and you're like, well, I got to go figure out what's going on. You know, a bunch of other kids did too. They're like, oh, Lord.
Oh, I'm sure. And I didn't ever really hear. That'd be funnier if people had been making fun of me the next day. But I don't think anybody went and checked. I think everybody was just kind of waiting to see who it belonged to. And it was just left there. And they're like, oh, okay.
I think one of the smartest gifts that you can do. And that was really sweet of your granny. But, you know,
yeah,
she didn't
sweet.
Think that one through. You probably would have liked flowers instead. One thing that men, I think, is a really smart idea is if you're going to give your woman flowers, do it in front of people. So if she's at work that day, get it delivered to the front desk.
Yeah.
If she's at school, make sure it's delivered in her classes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If she's at home, do something so that it... Plan it so that it shows up when she's having a girlfriend over for lunch, whatever it takes. But that's what women just want, flowers in front of other women. Otherwise, we don't care that much.
They do. You're right. You know, on my birthday, which my birthday is in July, this was about 2 or 3 years ago. I went to the door. The florist rang my doorbell, and she had this beautiful bouquet of springy, summery looking roses. It was roses, but yellows and pinks and real pretty stuff. They were gorgeous. And I thought, oh, how sweet. My husband had sent me flowers on my birthday. I checked the address, and they were for next door. So I had to go back out to the driveway, and it was like, to Cheryl, love Mike. And I was like, what? So I went out to the driveway, and I was like, oh, these are for my neighbor. But you know what sucks? Today is actually my birthday. It's really my birthday, and I didn't even get anything. I was so upset. So what made me think of that is Cheryl knew. I knew Cheryl got flowers that day.
She felt good.
She felt good about it.
She felt good. You know what? That's another strategy. Have it delivered to your neighbor's house so that she has to bring it over to you. And you're like, oh, my gosh.
But not on your neighbor's birthday.
Bad idea. Oh, God. What are the odds?
They did. They said, I'm sorry, Mike, or something. Cheryl and Mike had gotten in a fight.
Oh, no.
He just happened to send them on my birthday. But anyway.
Oh, no. Is Valentine's Day one of the suckiest holidays for parents in school?
Like, yeah.
Do you got to help with the Valentines, everybody in class, make sure they have the, how is it going these days?
Well, my daughter's in fifth grade, and this is the first year they're not doing Valentines.
Oh.
So that is kind of bittersweet. However, she does have a little, as my little boy, he does his quotes, unquotes. She does have a friend boy who is supposedly bringing her something to school for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
But no, they don't do the cards and stuff. Now, Bennett is in first grade. So, of course, they still do the card. They make their boxes and they bring their stuff. But listen, I don't go over the top. I get just some cards, and he's big enough to write his name on them now.
Yeah.
And he writes his name. We don't even write who they're to. It just writes from Bennett. All of them, throw them in a sack and go. But there are those parents, of course, there are those parents who do entire goodie bags, homemade treats, you know, crafts and all this elaborate stuff. And I've just got a, you know, Captain America card.
Right, exactly. To from.
From Bennett with a backwards B.
To
That's
Kate
all you're getting
from Bennett.
But yeah, it is when you know, they would have to make their card boxes and do all their little stuff when Natalie was younger. And, you know, I think you do more with the first child. The second kind of gets the leftovers.
Yeah.
So I did do those things with her, but it was really time consuming.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
Well, I mean, and then I've been seeing on Pinterest that there's these homemade Valentine boxes, and it's just like, oh, Lord.
Do
I don't have time. I'm going to have to contract that out. just like with having someone help clean my house. Or, I mean, you're just going to have to hire somebody. Hey, listen, can you do this? I'll pay you. Yeah, sure. Okay, great. Because life's too short. Mm-hmm. I can't even be bothered to cut out some lily pads. Okay.
I was struggling with our local florist flower shop did this special where you can send, they send it home from school where you send your kid. I mean, can send something to your kid for $10. And they have like a boys package and a girls package. And so
we had that in college. I remember something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't even going to do that. But then I started thinking, if everybody else gets something and they don't get it, because it's all going to be the same thing, and they don't get one, they're going to feel left out. So I did call day before yesterday and ordered it for them. But I don't know. I didn't talk with my daughter about it first. I don't know. That may be like the whole situation with my granny. It may be uncool to do that when you're 11.
Yeah. That's true. But you don't want to be left out either. Boy, you're on a tightrope. You are on a tightrope right now trying to figure this one out.
Yeah.
She'll probably, Natalie's so precious. She's going to love it.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what her little friend boy gives her for Valentine's Day. She's like, I need to get him something, Mama. So she got him a little, it cost $1. Yeah. I hope his mama's not listening. I think she does listen sometimes. It cost $1 little box of candy in the shape of a football. So she didn't get too extravagant, but.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say, I wish I could see. I'm going to talk to her teacher. I wish I could see that transaction. Like, they'll probably just throw it at each other and run the other way. Yeah. It won't be romantic in the slot. It's so innocent and sweet, They're just like, here, Natalie, and then walk off really quickly,
When was your very first kiss? Do you mind me asking?
Oh, I was I think I was 16. I was a late bloomer. 15. I was 15.
How was it? Did it feel natural to you?
Oh, it was terrible.
Was your mouth just kind of like slightly agape?
It was like being kissed by a dog.
You were tonguey? You just had
He was just licking my, he was just oh, licking was everything him. from the nose to the chin. He was just licking everything. It was disgusting, and he smelled like Dial soap. I'll never forget it.
I think they're... Some men think that kissing is all about tongue, and they have it backwards. Mm-hmm. They have it backwards. I would tell some guys that I was dating, I would just say, there was a guy I was dating, I really liked him, and he kissed like that. His mouth was open, as wide as it could be, and it was just moving his tongue around. And finally, I just stepped back, unlatched, and I said, we have zero kissing chemistry, and I can't move forward. So I was like, you got to start.
How old were you? How old are you?
23.
He still kissed like that at 23?
Yes. And I go, like you, but we have no kissing chemistry. I was like, you got to start working some lips in there. And you need to get that tongue back inside. And then I think that hurt his pride. But then we went on another date, and then he tried it again. And then I just never answered his, I think I just ended it after that. Kissing, if you can't, listen, you don't have to be the best kisser I've ever had, but you can't gross me out.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be soaking wet. Or your makeup's all gone when you're
dripping.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-mm. Mine was the sixth grade, and my boyfriend was named Alex. We're still all very good friends today. And we went to the movies with Mark and Brett, still very good friends today. And I remember Alex took me into the back of the movie theater, which was very scary, and I feel like we could have been murdered. And he gave me a kiss, and it was very sweet. And then after he was done, he felt lightheaded, fell into a hole, twisted his ankle.
What?
Yeah. He was in love with me. He, to this day, he writes me, he's like, you got to listen to what I wrote in my journal. And it was just, I don't know what. Aww. And I was chunky with curly hair and glasses. But girl, whatever I had, I worked it to the limit. Okay? With my teddy bear sweatshirt, I had it going on for days.
Wait, that was sixth grade?
Yeah, it was sixth grade. So then we came back and our friends were like, where did you guys go? What did you guys do? And he goes, I kissed Anna. And they're like, nuh-uh, do it in front of us then. We don't believe you. And then he kissed me in front of them, and they were like screaming. They couldn't believe their eyes. And I was just like, I'm a woman now. I can move forth into this world. And Alex was cute, too. He yeah. was real cute. He looked like a little bit like Aladdin, but Middle Eastern. But yeah, he was cute.
A white Aladdin.
A white Aladdin. And I was like...
A Midwestern Aladdin.
Yeah. I just looked at the world. Like it was like a filter.
A whole new world.
A filter mm-hmm. just came mm-hmm. across my world. And I was like, I'm a woman now. And my
You're ready to go vote. You went to the polling booth right after.
I was ready to vote. I went and bought tampons. Mm-hmm. I got myself a Good Housekeeping magazine.
Uh-huh.
And life moved forward from there. So
I can't imagine this because Natalie will be in sixth grade next year. I can't deal with this.
Yeah. There was no, everything was very sweet.
Of
Kisses
course it
were
was.
Sweet.
Of course.
Our kissing and making out from then on was always very sweet, hand-holdy. So mm-hmm. you don't have too much to worry about. But I imagine mm-hmm. it is still trippy to think that she could touch mm-hmm. lips with another little boy.
Oh, and I can't do it. I can't stand it. See, I was thinking more 15 like I was. That's a better age, 15.
Just tell her she's not allowed to until she's 15. She'll probably listen.
Yeah.
15 mm-hmm. is good. You just, mm-hmm. Because it just, you have to be careful of how quickly things accelerate.
But I'll tell you what, after I kissed that boy at 15, I was kissing like 3 boys a week.
You're like, you know what? You broke that tape. You broke the tape off and you're just like, let's do it.
I was a total hoe at kissing. I didn't do anything else. But I mean, I hope Jason doesn't listen to this.
3 boys a week.
Thankfully, he can't figure out the internet. But yeah, I was kissing them all, and I had a list.
Yes.
I had a list of everybody I'd kissed. Lord, it was a long list. But I was pretty
you
virtuous.
You hear something really pathetic? I kissed some boys too, and I also had a list. And then I was reading it over when I was older, and I noticed that there was a boy in there that I'm quite certain I didn't kiss. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? I don't remember kissing Andy. Like, why did I even put that? And I had a whole thing about how he held my hand and gave me a kiss, and I don't think things are going to work between us. And then it dawned on me that I wrote that in there hoping that Alex would read it and get jealous. So I forged my own personal diary.
Oh my god.
In the off chance that someone was going to read this.
Oh my
gosh.
You know what? I did something very similar. I wrote a page like dear diary, and I wrote all this stuff about this guy, and I left it in his car on purpose. Yeah. So he would read it.
Yes.
And half of it wasn't even true. I mean, it wasn't really my innermost thoughts, but it was about him, how I thought he was kind of cute. And I don't even think I ever spoke to him again. I know he read it.
Oh, so sad. And nobody read it. Like, where did I think Alex was going to read it? Like, he was just going to come into my room, start sorting through it.
That's how it happens in those, young adult novels and stuff. Like, you're going to go out and you're in the bathroom getting ready or something. And he just happens to find it and see it. And then his life is changed forever.
Yeah.
Like a Saved by the Bell episode or something.
I come in from the bathroom and he's in my room. And I'm like, what is it, Alex? What's wrong? And he's like, I read your diary.
Commercial break.
Yeah. Then we come back. What is it? The hell is Andy? Ugh, Alex, we were on a break. Damn it. You told me that we were too young and it was too serious.
Oh,
I didn't know what to do and I fell into his arms.
So good.
Yeah.
I would watch it like Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, are you doing anything for this Valentine's Day?
I don't know. Probably what we all probably go out to eat next weekend.
I'm going to try to do something special, but for those of you who are listening, let us know if you guys do anything special. Put it in the comments on the post for the episode we put up in the fan group, Anna, the Anna and Susanna Show. Mm-hmm. Our official fan page where we just went live, and let us know if you guys do anything special, if you have any good ideas or funny stories, because we love hysterical bad dates. You know what? We should talk bad dates.
Sure.
Get the fans on in it. Talk some bad dates.
I got plenty of those. Plenty of those. Yeah.
So, as always, you can follow Susanna Lewis at Whoa Susanna, and her two books, 10 Years Taken and Suspicion on Sugar Creek, you can get at Amazon. They are amazing. I got Suspicion on Sugar Creek coming. And you can follow me at Haha's for Hoo-Ha's by Anna Lynn Thomas. What am I missing? Have I forgotten anything?
Mm-mm, I think we got it covered.
We're good. We covered all our bases. Yep. Okay, you guys, share with us some of your funny dating stories, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.